5:53 the time. It will come as no surprise to anyone who uses them, but train reliability across Britain has reached the worst level on record in recent weeks. One provider, and again, I'm afraid you won't be surprised at the provider either, Avanti West Coast, they run trains between London and Glasgow and Liverpool and Manchester, cancelled nearly one in five services. Bruce Williamson is from the Rail Future Campaign Group. They work with rail user groups across the country. Thanks for coming on, Bruce. What reasons did Avanti West Coast give for this terrible service?
Well, there's a number of excuses, some of which I think are you know, legitimate in a way, but I think that they're even still blaming COVID. Come on, you know, we've had time to get over that now. OK, we have had weather. The driving, the rail strikes certainly don't help. I think the government are putting pressure on the train operating companies to cut costs. So that means that, you know, they're cutting back on recruiting and having spare drivers and so on. But, you know, you've got to blame the companies themselves. Avanti, you know, as you rightly say, has an appalling track record. And that is not shared across the industry. So you've got to say that management has to take some of the blame for this.
The ORR figures, the Office of Rail and Road figures, showed 53% of the cancellations across Britain were attributed to train companies, and the remainder due to issues affecting with Network Rail's infrastructure. So it seems that on the face of it, quite a chunk was also down to the infrastructure itself.
Yeah, obviously Network Rail is under pressure. I mentioned the weather, and obviously right now, you know, there's flooding across the country. So that is a factor. I mean, I suppose, yeah, one could quite reasonably ask, what are Network Rail doing? Are they under the same sort of pressures? I mean, I don't think that they've got quite as many excuses as the train operating companies themselves have.
The issue of staff shortages obviously is going to be impacted by the strikes, but presumably, Bruce, isn't going to go away anytime soon. There doesn't seem to be a massive recruitment into the rail network right now.
No, I think this is a definite case of a lack of long-term vision, because you know how many staff are going to retire, you know how many staff you need a long time in advance. So, you know, there really is no excuse for sort of taking their eye off the ball and finding themselves in a position, oh, we haven't got any staff. How did that happen? Well, it's your fault, you know. There's no excuse there, I think.
We had I use Southeastern a lot. We had the dreaded timetable change.
Yes.
Which has meant that, literally every day for the last 3 weeks, whenever they've been able to run because of the strikes, it's been late. It's barely got out of second gear until it reaches Orpington. It's been terrible.
Yeah, you have my deepest sympathies.
Thank you.
I mean, you're this is the real world. You're taking the brunt of this. This isn't some sort of theoretical thing that's happening to someone else. And I think, again, what happens is the companies, you know, they promise this timetable, sort of knowing that they can't deliver, and they think, oh, we'll wing it, we'll get through it somehow. And again, it really is inexcusable not to have the staff and the trains in place and to plan for a timetable that you want to run. And I think, you know, some heads definitely need to roll in the industry, I think.
Have to do battle with it in a few moments' time this evening as well. Bruce, appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Bruce Williamson, you're from the Rail Future Campaign Group.